and carried the mail, and it kept me on the hunt.
Sure would.
Sometimes I would get up and I'd either go to one place or the other once a day. By going down there, I'd be down there by daylight and come back, ask you to come back, time enough to carry the mail out here at 9 o'clock in the morning, you know. And
that'd be too much for a man.
Well, yeah, it was. It was. It'd like to wake me to death. I, but my brother, who was disabled, bad shape, times he couldn't walk from here to that road down there. He spent about 4 years in Oteen, you know, that's Oteen, North Carolina. That's TB for the TB is the government. On the big hospital there, I don't know, it's one of the largest out of there been. And all TB patients are there, the government. And I looked after it for about 4 years, 4 or 5 years while he was up there.
Would you, what's another way of saying you got up before day? Got up before sun.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You say sun up or sun?
Well, that'd be before day.
Sun up or sunrise?
Well, that sunrise, I'd be on the farm by sun up. Daylight.
And in the
I'll tell you a little joke about that. Of course, we're into that. Enter into this. I had an old nigger. I don't fool with this younger bunch of niggers. They got to, I can't fool with them. But I used to have an old nigger woman, a husband, and always helped me every year get the cotton, pick cotton. And one morning, I know I will remember this. Moon was shining just as bright as day. It didn't really look like it's daylight. And I got up and down here, all over niggers down here, you know, the first truck come along while they get on it, you know. I went over and picked up this old nigger woman. Went on, I thought it was day, thought it was day. Got out the farm about 12 miles from here, and still, the moon shined as bright as day. Some of them went on picking cotton. The old nigger woman says, Lord, Lord, says, I was an old nigger. Says, it's the first time ever I got in the field, had to wait for the day to break to go picking cotton. Go to work. She sit around after 30, 40 minutes till the day broke and over. Yeah, the rest of them went on picking. Lord, Lord, this is the first time I was an old nigger. The first time I ever got in the field and had to wait till daybreak to go to work. But we'd get them out as soon as we could, you know. They'd all want to get there.
Just waited till the day came, huh?
They'd all want to get there because it'd be, the cotton would be a little damp from dew and be heavy. They all want to get out there early to get that heavy cotton, you know. After sunshine on it, it gets light. When you get when the dew's on it, it's heavy. And then get when you go to way up, well, it has a mount or something.
I see. And you had to get the cows in before sun. You'd say you'd have to get the cows in before sun. You say sundown or
you get the hand in
before. You get the cows in before you say sundown. Is that what you
say? The hands, you mean?
How would you say sun up, and then when the sun disappears, you call that sun?
It's sundown.
Sundown.
Yes. We generally weigh up and start weighing up a little before sundown, a half hour, something like, so we could get weighed up and get the hands back by a good dog. You see, man.
I see. And if there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds disappear, you say, I think the weather is. You say, I think the weather is going to
clear up.
And if you have a very heavy rain, the rain just comes down and like
well, buckets. Knock out. You'd have to knock out, bring them all in, see everybody, knock off till the weather got favorable again.
What would you call that kind of a rain?
Heavy rain. Heavy rain, and possibly it'd be a day or two before you could go back to work, same way you're gathering peanuts. Now, it used to be in this country, peanuts hadn't been grown